one time, right? I guess it was a miscommunication.
Okay, okay.
It's one night, right? I was supposed to meet my homeboy at this party, man. Well, shit. Let me tell y'all about it. Look, see. I was at the house trying to figure out, should I go out or should I stay? Home got an unpaid phone, no outgoing calls, only incoming calls all day long. I got an incoming call from my main dog. He said, hey dog, if you could then you should come through to this party. I told him I was broke, but he said that the drink and the smoke was free. But is there anyone I know there? Nope, but there's gonna be some hoes there. Yo, slow your roll, that's no fear, that's a low blow, little bro, don't go there. You know I got a weakness for the freakish pretty little things with the bangs of the short hair. He said, yup, but I don't care. Okay. I said, fine, I'ma meet you outside when I'm over there. Peace, peace.
Alright, man, I'ma come through, but don't leave me hanging. You know my phone ain't working right. So meet me at the spot, alright? See you soon.
So I woke up in the party with no thing on my arm. And I know that by the end of the night I won't be alone. So I'm wrapping up the gift and yes, it's sprinkled with charm. About to spin my little game because I know it's the bomb.
So I get off of the bus and I go to the spot where I thought I was supposed to meet my homie at. But I think he forgot I was hot. If he wasn't gonna meet me outside, why he told me that? I can't even make calls, I was stuck outside of the building. I hope my homie called me back. Just then about five dime chicks went inside this house. So I asked where the party at. And said it's right upstairs, follow us. I don't know these hoes, but I gotta trust that they know where the fuck they go. When I got to the door with a party and rolled in, it was a different kind of party. About 55 girls in the house, but no man. That's when my homeboy called me. I said, I gotta call you back, man. I'm busy at the moment. Peace, peace.
Yo, man, I gotta call you back, bro. I'm in this party, but it's... I can't explain later, man. I'ma call you back.
So I woke up in the party with no thing on my arm. And I know that by the end of the night I won't be alone. So I'm wrapping up the gift and yes, it's sprinkled with charm. About to spin my little game because I know it's the bomb.
Now let me explain what I meant when I said the party was different. You see, there was no booze, no dudes, only women. But the one thing I believe I should mention is these women were old, looking like they came from retirement homes, with a big white cake and a sign that said
happy 85th birthday, Winifred.
What? Man, I thought I went crazy. This a birthday jam for some old ass ladies. I was gonna bounce, but as I was leaving, they was cutting up cake in some big ass pieces. The five dime chicks, they were someone's nieces. One of them approached me and told me eat this. Handed me some cake and she said, what's good? I spit my game and we both came back to my hood. Good night, good night.
Yo, bruh, you won't believe what happened to me last night, bruh. It's a long story, but all you need to know is I got some booty.
So I woke up in the party with no thing on my arm. And I know that by the end of the night I won't be alone.